podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Who wants to hear this note from Amy?
Do it.
She goes, Dom, I've heard you guys talk about going without your phone for a day and how hard that is. Well, my husband has finally agreed to go on a quick weekend vacation with me. We're going to Santa Fe because we've never been and I've heard it's awesome. Let me jump in here for just a second. Those of you who are listeners who have not gone and spent a weekend in Santa Fe, you're crazy. It is one of my top five favorite towns in the entire country.
Good turquoise.
Oh, my God. Everything down there is fantastic. Great food.
If you're under 30, don't go.
JS,
just saying.
Maybe.
You run out of things to do.
Jeremy, you're the guy who never leaves his mom's neighborhood in Littleton.
I've been to Santa Fe twice.
You are the last. I know, but you hate leaving your neighborhood.
They have bars there. You'll be fine.
Let me put it this way. If our listeners are saying, whose opinion am I going to trust on travel, Jeremy's or Dom's?
Google Santa Fe.
We'll just leave it to the listeners.
That's not where Breaking Bad was.
Anyway, back to her note. She goes, we're going to Santa Fe because we've never been. I heard it's awesome. I suggested that we leave our phones home. Just be completely out of touch for 2.5 days. My husband says that's a crazy idea, that we might need them for something. But I know that really he'll just be on his phone doing BS stuff like texts and emails and Facebook. We don't have kids to worry about, and it's not like we're going into the wilderness. But he is refusing to even consider it. We both listen to your show, so I was hoping you'd talk some sense into him. His name is AJ. Does anyone go away for, here's the key to her note. Does anyone go away for a weekend without their phones? And what was their experience?
How are you going to take all those selfies?
Right.
How are you going to remember the trip?
Sounds like AJ has a little Candy Crush problem.
Yeah, there's ways of taking photos without bringing your phone.
I believe they're called cameras.
You bet they are.
Do they make those still?
Yeah. They're so retro. You know, people, civilization went away for weekends for, you know, decades and decades before the phone. And everybody had a glorious time. So
decades. More like thousands of years.
Well, really? People went to Santa Fe for thousands of years for a little weekend getaway?
Oh, yeah. Go dig up some of the arrowheads down there.
During the Dust Bowl. It was a big tourist
destination. Honey, me, you, Santa Fe, go!
Once again, we're straying from the theme here, which is...
We just hate Santa Fe!
Can you go away for a weekend without bringing your phone?
Yes, you can. Because you're going to be tempted to check your email and your social media. Holy cow, I didn't have a phone when I went on my honeymoon. Remember, Dom? And I got busted for checking my work email on my freaking honeymoon.
I believe your wife, Nicole, took a picture of you at the keyboard checking your email.
That was stupid.
Sad.
So sad.
Yeah, I think they need to embrace this weekend and, you know, like, golly, you're going to be with your beautiful wife. You're going to have, you don't need to check in at the Hyatt. Nobody cares.
But once you're like 3 days into your vacay, you kind of get the gist of it. You're relaxed and you kind of do want to check in, don't you?
I have games on my phone and stuff, and I get, like, if you're going to have some downtime by the pool, maybe you just want to catch up on a round of, you know, words with friends or something. So I kind of get that, but... Ooh.
I'm on an island here, but I'm such a fan of unplugging and just getting the hell away from everybody. I just think it's a fantastic... So, Amy, you got my vote to leave your phones at home. And the thing is, I know some people say, well, here's how you... compromise. You put the phones like in the glove compartment of your car. No.
Mm-hmm. All or nothing.
Try being like, you know, an old settler from the 1800s and go somewhere. Look what she said. 2.5 days. Now, don't you think if you told someone you can't go, you know, you have to go 2.5 days without a phone, if they freak out, does that tell you there's a problem?
I would think
so. Slight addiction.
Yeah, that's like saying you can't have a drop of alcohol for 2 days.
Yeah, what?
Callus is on your thumbs.
And if the person absolutely flips out, it might be time for a talk.
The fact that she said that he's like adamant against it and won't even kind of open the door. Yeah, there's something going
on
there.
What if there's an emergency?
You think the other thousands of people in Santa Fe don't have a cell phone?
Yeah, the hotel where you're staying?
They don't.
They do have phone lines.
What am I supposed to do without my cell phone?
You think he wants to be in touch with his girlfriend?
What do you think? Yeah.
Amy, I'm so sorry. That just popped out. I know she's listening right now. Your husband does not have a girlfriend.
Naughty. Maybe.
No, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Maybe. Maybe she lives in Santa Fe.
Can we get feedback from our listeners about this?
Yes.
Please. Here's Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Good morning.
Would you be up for doing something like this?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So when my husband and I went on our honeymoon, we went to Fiji. So it's kind of we were kind of forced into the situation because we did not have cell phone reception there.
Yeah.
But not only did we not have cell phones, but we didn't have any access to the internet. It's not like they had an internet cafe or anything.
Right.
We didn't have any access to TV. It was the most wonderful thing ever.
I'd imagine it's very freeing.
Right.
It is. It's incredibly freeing. Like, the first 24 hours is kind of weird because we are so accustomed to, you know, checking our phones and social media and everything. But after that, you're like, oh, I could read a book or do a puzzle.
Or have a conversation.
Have a conversation. Or as I like to tell people, you can actually see things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because with your phone, your head is down. You're looking at a 2.5-inch or 4-inch screen. You see nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you're not caught up in anything else except experiencing whatever place you are at with your partner. And that's all that matters in those days.
Good for you. Yep. Fiji, huh? Well,
yeah.
How long did it take to get to Fiji?
Like 14 hours.
Oh, man.
Worth it, though, right?
On your phone the whole time. Worked.
Beats the hell out of Santa Fe, I bet.
Your mic is off. Hi, Taylor. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. I'll turn your mic back on when you can be nice to Santa Fe. Here's Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Good morning.
So what do you say about all this?
I say that I was one of those people that was wigging out about not having my phone, but after taking baby steps and locking it in the safe the first trip, we go all the time now without the phone, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need like a training
camp. I just
need
to be weaned.
Weaned.
Yeah.
All right, so I can see locking it. The thing is, would you trust AJ, that's Amy's husband, to lock his phone away? Because I think once you allow him to bring it, he's going to use it.
You catch him in the middle of the night on the floor.
He's like a 12-year-old.
Checking in on Facebook.
Yeah. No, what we did is my husband is the one that wanted to lock it away, and I was resistant, and he put it in the safe and did not tell me the combo.
All right.
It worked.
That's good.
Oh, my God. You could hear it ringing, but you can't get to it.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Take care.
Thanks a lot. All right. Next up is Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
All right. What's your take on this?
I feel like it's not enough time. I don't think 2.5 days is really going to do him any good. If it was a longer trip, you know, a week or 5 days, maybe, but I don't think 2.5 days is really going to do anything
for
him.
Wait. I think you might be misunderstanding what's going on here. The idea of the weekend is not to try to wean him from his phone. The idea of the 2.5 days is so that she can just have him to herself without his face buried in a phone.
I don't think it's going to work, though. I mean,
if he doesn't have his phone, how would it not work?
Well, having been in a relationship like that, my significant other was, when we did a weekend like that, you know, he was very cranky. He was mean. He was kind of going through that phone withdrawal kind of thing where he just wanted to be on the phone all the time, and it wouldn't work.
What does that tell you?
He's your ex, isn't he?
That they're addicted to their phone.
Right. So what does that tell you?
That they've got a problem.
I am so glad you called, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. So she just throws her hands up?
Well, I think she's saying, like, if Amy is trying to, like, get AJ into a more normal place with his phone.
She just wants to spend a weekend with him without his phone. How can you say that can't work?
Well, because he's going to be, it's going to, the weekend's going to be
ruined.
So if he's
going to be cranky, then he has to have his phone.
Just give him a little bit, like a child.
Is she married to a 12-year-old?
4-year-old, maybe. Tantrum. They want the candy at the end of the aisle.
Apologies to 12-year-olds. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. Mark.
Good morning.
What do you say?
Like I said earlier, I am one of those guys, you hope for the best, you plan for the worst. Charge that phone up, give it to your wife, turn it off. We've got a lot of information on our phones now. So if you do have anything that pops up on the weekend, you got it. Turn it on, use it, turn it right back off.
What information would you need?
Oh, if you broke the leg and you need credit card insurance information, you need to get in touch with your doctor back home, anything like that.
Yelp.
So you're saying they could break their leg if they go to Santa Fe. Jeremy would say
that. You have a car accident. If you have anything that happens, you plan for it. But then if you don't need it, you don't need it.
All right. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
I like giving her the power, though. He's going to be kissing her butt to get a little phone action.
Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What do you say?
Well, I can't do it. I'm always on my phone. I use it for work all the time, and I use Facebook, Instagram, and sometimes I use Twitter, and I'm always on it to sell stuff.
So why would you say you can't go 2 days?
I
know you are, but why couldn't you go 2 days without doing it?
I don't know. I'm sure I probably could if I do baby steps, but I'm always on my phone. Like, if I don't have it, I'm like feeling my pockets or, oh, where's my phone? I gotta have my phone with me.
Right. Like, it's like a drug.
Right.
So how does your wifey feel about that?
She gets mad at me here and there. She's like, why are you always on your phone? Even my mother does that.
Well, they're very smart women, Marco.
We need an intervention. Dude, have a great day, okay?
You too.
So what was our final tally there? I think it was 3-2.
I think maybe like a boot camp is a good idea. You know, maybe like they go out to lunch and he can't use his phone just for lunch, just kind of practice. And then maybe it's during an entire 2-hour movie. He can't be, you know, checking in or IMDBing it or something, you know, and then you take the plunge. You unplug it.
Oh, is my back on?
Yeah, you've been back on for a while.
Break up.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.